خالد خال خال.
4 years ago, Abdul Basit Sarut was a talented player on Syria's national youth football team. But when government tanks rolled into his hometown of Homs, the 19-year-old instead became a soldier in the civil war. His friend, Osama Al-Homsi, a video journalist, captured scenes of the fighting in Homs, images that became part of a new documentary, Return to Homs. The film tells the story of the two men as they rise up against the Syrian army. They began with nonviolent demonstrations, with singing and dancing, but then turned to armed resistance.
It's not going to be necessarily the easiest film to watch.
Syrian Orwan Nehrabia is producer of the documentary.
Basit saw his own brother being killed next to him. Many were killed in the neighborhood. Osama's apartment or his parents' apartment was shelled with a missile.
Basit and his group of fighters are repeatedly driven out of the city by Syrian forces. But despite huge losses, they keep coming back. Today, the rebels are still under siege in Homs. Osama Al-Homsi was captured by Syrian forces during the filming of the documentary and is still missing. Basit has become the face of the revolution and on the regime's most wanted list. Naira Bia hopes the film will inspire people fighting for their freedom everywhere.
It's not only about Syria and it's not only about our revolution. We all deserve freedom and we need each other's solidarity in order to move on to a better future.
Return to Homs was honored with the World Cinema Grand Jury Prize for a documentary at the Sundance Film Festival. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.